Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every mayor has no greater responsibility than protecting the safety of their city, and a lot of cities in this country. It hasn't been able to be protected, and it's something that I worry about for the people of Detroit all the time. I want to start by thanking the leaders of the very successful, peaceful protest that was done yesterday afternoon. The folks went through this city in a very powerful way, reflecting on the injustice that Mr. Floyd felt, and they finished it with a prayer. And it was moving and inspiring, and at the end of it they said to each other, "Go home, be safe, go home, be safe." And I thought for a minute that the request made by the community leaders yesterday was being followed. But then a decent chunk of the people ignored the directives of the organizers. They didn't go home. They headed down Michigan Avenue. And as the night went on, more and more people gathered, and the mood in the crowd went from honoring George Floyd and trying to make change to just being angry and wanting a confrontation. And it was, when I look at what's happened in, it's unbelievable. Atlanta, Portland, Denver, Columbus, Chicago. I look at what's happened there. We haven't had that level of destruction here, but I think it's been for one reason. It's been the actions of Detroiters. And Pastor Mo was out there, but we saw it on video. We have report after report of somebody saying, let's go do this. Let's throw these rocks. Let's do this. And Detroiters, in very vocal ways, you could actually hear them over many of the courageous media folks who have been embedded Facebook Living, saying, no, this is our city. We're not like that in our city. It wasn't police being everywhere. It was the pride of Detroiters saying, this isn't what we do. But as the night went along, you saw what happened. A major confrontation, first at police headquarters, and then continuing to spread throughout the city past 2 in the morning. And when I looked at the police reports today, it is enormously discouraging. Pleas from the community leaders saying to the men and women of goodwill in the suburbs and other communities, please don't come into the city. Please protest in your own community. You are jeopardizing the safety of our community. Yesterday, or 2 days ago, 65% of the people arrested were outside the city. Yesterday, it went up to 75%. And the great majority of those arrested after midnight or 1 a.m. They weren't here in the honor of anyone's memory. And I look at the cities. People were arrested last night, most of them late into the night, from Midland, from Port Huron, from Saline, from Shelby Township, from Piqua, Ohio, and Nashville, Tennessee. Now let me ask you this. Think about the person who drove up from Nashville, Tennessee, more than 500 miles. How many police departments are in within 500 miles of Nashville that have a whole lot more troubled history than anything here? Is the motive really for justice in law enforcement, or is it something else. And that has become more clear as Chief Craig and the police continue to develop evidence that is now emerging and becoming pretty clear that there is a small group of people operating here who are intent on initiating destruction and violence. We're gathering a good deal of information about them. They're very well organized with walkie-talkies and commands. They've got supply vehicles bringing them rocks and bottles and fireworks to shoot at police. And as far as the investigation shows so far, they're not from the city of Detroit. And so you think about what we're facing. When you come in from outside this city and very likely outside this state to stir up trouble in Detroit, when you're hiding in a group of protesters at 75% from outside the city in the first place, it isn't that hard to conceal yourself, although I think we're getting better. And then think about the people who are making up these protests. When 75% of them don't live here, don't have a stake in our community, don't share in the consequence of the aftermath if something goes wrong, you could see the potential for a handful of well-organized people to incite a problem. And as I discussed this issue with the community leaders here and the chief and said, what do we do about the fact that we are deploying huge amounts of police officers and the city is being jeopardized by protests that are coming from 75% outside the city? And everybody had the same conclusion. And I've issued an order that as of this evening, there'll be a curfew in the city of Detroit at 8 o'clock. It'll go from 8 o'clock to 5 a.m. And throughout the city, people cannot be on the public streets or in public areas. This doesn't apply if you're going to or from work or you're coming home. If you've got a job at night, it isn't going to be a problem. If you're coming home after 8 o'clock, it's not a problem. This isn't intended for Detroiters. DDOT is going to run its regular bus service. So if you're worried, how do I get to or from my job tonight? DDOT buses will still be running. But yesterday, many of these leaders and others asked our neighbors from the surrounding communities, please don't come into Detroit with this protest. It is jeopardizing us. And I really had hoped when we left here yesterday that request would be honored. But when we see even higher levels of arrests from outside the city, and most disturbingly now, we're starting to see them from other states, I have to act to protect the people of this city.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.